The purpose of this presentation is to discuss the various study resources which are available to students who are taking this course. The first resource is the one you're using right now, which is, well, you might be, if you're looking at slides. It's a slideshow combined with audio. The course has been recorded onto MP3 compressed digital audio, and the audio recordings are correlated with slides which are viewable both over the internet and on your local machine off of the CD-ROM, if you have the CD-ROM. This slideshow has some advantages and disadvantages. One of the advantages is you can see a list on the left side of all the different slides that are in the presentation that you're viewing. And you can move to any slide at any time in the sequence of slides merely by clicking on that slide's title in the left side column. And you can see exactly where you are in the presentation. Each of the different slides has an accompanying audio recording, and you can play them out of sequence in any way that you want to. And you'll notice at the bottom of the, if you're looking at the slideshow, you'll see at the bottom there are a number of different controls or buttons. There's from left to right, there's an X button which allows you to close the slide viewer that you're looking at. A question mark button which you press if you need help. There's also a button with a little speaker on it, and there's two buttons with a speaker on it. The one that doesn't have the speaker over the box, that one you click to turn the audio on and off. If you just want to move through the slides rapidly without waiting for the audio to play, you can just toggle that back and forth by pressing it to turn the audio off. The little speaker that's in a box, that button allows you to tell the slide viewer whether or not to play the audio inside the web browser, or if that doesn't work, you can have it play it outside. And the difference is whether or not it launches a separate window. If you set it up to play in the web browser, which is the default, when the audio starts, you should see a little audio control show up down in the bottom window. But if that doesn't show up or you don't hear audio, then you can click on that speaker in the box to cause it to launch a separate window, like Windows Media Player or QuickTime, something like that. And then, of course, there's a drop-down box with different numbers in it, and that's the same as the left-hand slide selection. You can just select a particular slide number and immediately go to it. And then what should be fairly familiar, the little right and left button, which is a previous and next. Each of the slides will stay on the screen until the audio is finished, and it will not advance. You'll have to manually advance the slides. There's various trade-offs involved with this slideshow, but anyway, that'll allow you to move through the slides as we go along. And if you click on the next button or on slide number two, we'll continue with our Introduction to Study Resources. One of the advantages that this slideshow has over some of the alternative slide viewing products that are out there is it offers complete control of the audio playback. Since the audio is played within a plug-in in the web browser, you can control the volume level, whether or not you're playing or pausing, whether to continue. Also, usually there will be a little progress indicator, like a little slider or something equivalent that will allow you to move the audio, rewind the audio. This can be very important if you're a student taking notes from the lecture, or if you need to listen to check numbers for turning in with your coursework. You'll be able to rewind and hear the previous phrase. PowerPoint and some other slide viewing options make it a little more difficult for the student because you can't just rewind and catch the last little phrase very easily. So as you go along, you'll want to become familiar with the different controls that are each different audio player, whether it's QuickTime or Winamp or Windows Media Player. They all have different controls, but they're very similar. Real Player, and you just have to become familiar with the one that you have on your computer. For those students who are not interested in the slides that go along with the lecture or the material, you can listen to an audio recording that's a separate audio recording that does not have any of the slides with it. It is the exact same recording as you would hear if you went through all the slides in sequence, but it's all the individual recordings for each slide are put together into one single long recording. This is also much more convenient if you just want to listen to the entire lecture from end to end, especially if you want to download it over a fairly slow internet connection overnight, for example, and then listen to it the next day once it's all arrived on your computer. It's also handy if you want to listen to the recording away from your computer. If you have an MP3 player, you could maybe listen in the car while you're commuting or some other place away from home or with a portable player. Also, you can take the MP3 recording and with some different software tools, you can convert it into a WAV file, which is suitable for burning onto a regular audio CD. In the lectures, I am careful to make sure that each of the total recording files stays below the size that will fit on a single audio CD. So you can burn onto an audio CD if you're interested in doing that. Some additional study resources that are included to help you in your study of the scriptures. There's a King James 2000 Bible that's included, and you access this by clicking on the word Bible up above in the top menu. If you look up at the very top of the slide, you'll see in this particular slide, we've emphasized the particular place here to click. You can actually try that now if you want. Click on that word Bible, and it should take you to Revelation 1:1 in the King James 2000 Bible. So if you ever want to open a Bible and look up a verse, you can do that this way. The King James 2000 Bible here is relatively fast, especially if you're running it off of a CD or a local computer. If you're using it over the internet, it can be a little bit slow at first, especially if you try to go to a verse right at the same time as the audio recording is being downloaded to the computer. I suggest that you either turn off the audio or wait for the audio to finish before using the Bible. Otherwise, the files from the Bible are trying to come down at the same time as the audio, and that's a little slow if that happens. So if you turn off the audio, then you can use it pretty easily then. We've also included a library of different Bible resources. This you can access by clicking on the word library in the top menu. This library has got quite a few resources in it. It's got a King James Bible with Strong's numbers. It's got Thayer's and the BDB lexicons. It has the Treasury of Scripture Knowledge and a number of different Bibles that are involved there, the ASV, Young's Literal Translation. You can view multiple books at one time in parallel columns and cross-link the different addresses between the books. For instance, you can open the Treasury of Scripture Knowledge and click on verses in that, and in another column, the Bible of your choice will move to those verses. This resource is probably best used when you're running this from this course from a local CD or your local hard drive. It's a little bit slow over the internet if you're using a low bandwidth connection. it still is usable if you have patience. So we've also included a commentary on the Book of Revelation, an electronic commentary. And once again, on the menu, if you click on commentary, that will take you to the commentary index or the title page. And from there, you can move around in the commentary. This is a work in progress at the time that this recording is being made. The introduction has been written, but we haven't gotten to the verse-by-verse part. We'll be doing that as we go through the course. If you're going to use the commentary, I recommend you read the introduction. Because it helps you understand all the verses that are mentioned in the commentary are linked to the King James 2000 Bible, and it helps you understand how that works. Also, instead of page numbers, we make extensive use of section numbers, because this is an electronic format, and when viewed in a web browser, pages are not necessarily the best way to do things. So anyway, it's based on section numbers. So hopefully the commentary may be of use. I would recommend those who are just beginning the course, I would recommend reading through the entire introductory material. That would be all the subsections under section 1 prior to the verse-by-verse commentary. That will give you a really good background. In fact, we're going to work our way through those topics in the initial classes through the slideshow and recordings. Finally, one other thing that I should mention is up on the manual you will find my name, Tony Garland, your instructor, and there will be an email address listed there through which you can contact me. You can actually just click on that, and that should launch your email program. And if you have questions or feedback or comments, send me some email, and I'll interact with you there. And that should cover most of the resources that are available in this course as we move along. If there's other things that we develop as we go along, we'll talk about those when the time comes. Well, I hope you enjoy the course and you find the electronic resources useful. Again, if you have suggestions or things that you'd like to see, drop me some email and let me know. May God bless you as you study His Word.